quantity is stopped. Purna sap, purna vada purna vidam, purna purna mudacha. Because water is necessary, very much necessary. So water you require. So God has stocked water more than you require. Because it is gradually drying up. Yes. Gradually the whole water will be dried up and there will be no water. And in that situation, all living beings will die. And then the sunshine will be more heated. The temperature will increase. And then everything will be burnt into ashes. Then again there will be water. Torrents of water. So whole thing will be water. Pralaya paya dhijale dhitabhana siddhi. There will be only water. This is the process of creation and dissolution. So, and now the water is being dried up. So there will be no water. And everything will be burnt into ashes. Then there will be water. And then from water everything will come out again.
Sir, land animals come out of water first. There are water species, water animals.
No, no, first is Krishna.
I mean first.
These are the different process. First is sky, creation. Then, yeah. From air, fire. From fire, water. From water, land. This is process of creation. Water you got so much. For creating these flowers, you require water. To keep a garden green, you spray water. So water is so much necessary to grow food grains. Therefore water is very necessary. You take bath, water is very much necessary. Therefore water is in large quantity stock and it is drying up. Is it not? Water is not drying up? Gradually?
I've been told by people who claim to know that we have as much water as we have now, as we always have. But then again, they haven't been here a long time before, and they won't be here in the
future. No, that is the process. We will find the beach, the sand means water has dried up. There was water. Otherwise, where from the sand comes?
Many, many hundreds of miles back on the California coast, they find fish skeletons.
Yes, there are. That is a fact. Even in mountains, you find a skeleton. That means everything was covered by water. And water comes from electricity.
From where?
Electricity. Therefore, in the cloud there is an electricity.
Yeah.
Then cloud rains.
Yeah, that's right.
And the electricity is generated by friction. Yeah. Yeah.
Cold air, hot air makes friction.
big sun. Yeah. Here is generated from the sky. From the sky. Ether. And sky is created by sound. Shabda Brahma. That sound was God's sound. Let there be creation. That sound. Immediately, sky created. That is God's potency. He creates the sky by His words, His vibration. Yes. Yeah. Because he is creator. God is known as creator. He is creating someone. He has created you also. You are also creating. You scientists, you are creating so many things. You have got the creative energy. The electrician is creating the electric fan, electric light, heater, electric, so many things. Electrician. That is nature. God is the supreme. He has the power to create. He is becoming many by creation. Many, when there is variety, many, that means creation. So this is also one of his creation. And there was necessity of creation. Therefore he is created. The necessity was that some of the living entities, they wanted to enjoy. They did not want to serve Krishna. So for them, enjoy here, in this material world. So they are enjoying, beginning from Brahma, and then goes down to the germs of the stool. Different field of activities. Brahma is acting throughout one universe, and the germs in the stool is acting within the stool. Different field of activities. So Krishna is giving everyone chance, all right, you act as you desire to act like this. Do it. Just like a child wants to run on one automobile engine. So the father supplies him a toy engine, all right, play with it. So child deserves a toy like that that the father created and gave him. Is that all right? If you want the answer, why father created a toy engine? The already real engine is there. What is the use of creating another toy engine? Because the child wanted. This is the answer. The already things are there in the spiritual world. The enjoyer is the Supreme Lord. He is also there. But some of his child wanted to imitate him. All right. Okay. Just like we try to imitate our father, he was worshipping Radha Krishna deity. So I told him, I want to do it. So he gave me deity. So father gives as the child deserves, because he is affectionate. So persons who wanted to imitate Krishna, to become angel, they have been given this field, material. All right. To enjoy. Because in the spiritual world, the enjoyer is one. There cannot be two enjoyers. So, just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, institution, although we are many, the enjoyer is only one, Krishna. Therefore it is Vaikuntha. And where enjoyers are many, that is material. That is the difference. Similarly, we are teaching here that you are not enjoyer. Enjoyer is Krishna. If the people accept this theory, then it is Vaikuntha. But that is not possible here in this material world. But those who have accepted that Krishna is the enjoyer, they are not in this material world. They are in the spiritual world. Therefore they are liberated. Krishna says also, Manchabhyavicharni bhakti yogena ja sevate sagunan samati tayitan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Anyone who is offering, rendering unalloyed devotional service to Krishna, he is already liberated. He has no other desire than to please Krishna or to please the representative of Krishna. One has got only this desire, he is liberated. He has no other desire for sense gratification. He is not doing anything with the motive. His only motive is how to please Krishna through his representative. He is liberated. He is liberated. Jivan mukta sahuche yaja sare dasi. Jivan mukta sahuche. He is liberated even in this life. He hasn't got to change. But changing this body, he'll do the same work. He'll do the same work. Just with his apprentice. Just like apprentice, he trying to your assistant in the laboratory. When he becomes professor, he also does the same thing. But more perfectly. And he knows how to do it. But when he's learning, it is the same thing.
Practice.
Therefore the action is liberated. And one is engaged in the action. It's like the same example, rod. When it is burning, it is fire. It is no more rod. So, by the action, one is liberated or conditioned. By the action. When the action is liberated, then he is liberated. When the action is conditioned, then he is conditioned.
So, it's a matter of realization.
Not realization, but actual action. Fact. It's like the rod. It is not the question of realization. The rod being red hot, it is burning. It is burning. It's a fact. quantity. This burning, it is both experience and observation. That is scientific. Is it not? Observation and experiment. The observation is that the rod has become red hot. And experience is that it is burning. It is scientific. If you call it fire, then it is scientific. Because the both things are there, observation and experiment. One thing minus will not be scientific. Six?
15 minutes. Can you say quarter to five? Six?
Six and quarter.
Six.
Yeah,
6 or 15. First is a half hour, 45 minutes. Then we can stop.
Martin.
See.
Oh, that's nice. Hare Krishna.